Hello, Project Runway superfans! You are watching the official Project Runway after show on AfterBuzz TV. We're breaking down all the looks on the recent episode Day to Light, and you don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
I'm feeling like really like model-esque today. I just want to like pose and be like Heidi. How are we, Project Runway super fans? And welcome to the Project Runway official after show. I'm your host, joined by my fellow host, Miss Michelle Uberest.
Hey guys.
So where can our lovely fans find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest, and my website is michelleuberest.com.
Oh, awesome. And you can find me on the tweet at DanBabic. That's DanBabic with an underscore, and then on Instagram at DanBabic. So on today's episode, we were all about day to light, creating looks for women that they can wear to the office and during the day, but then out to the club scenes and out to all the restaurants in fabulous New York at night. So I've got to ask you, Michelle, what did you think of today's episode?
I love this challenge.
Yes.
I've actually been doing some UV reactive things lately, so I think it's a little bit more inspiring for the designers instead of like the last challenge where it was just very commercial. So I was pretty excited in the beginning to see how they were going to use all these UV reactive things. And the show actually gives them like tape and paint and all these things, and they get to bring their little black lights around to mood and make sure everything's reactive, and they have a little room set up where they can go and check out how their outfit looks in the dark.
See, that's what I like about you, because you've been on, you know, Project Runway, well, Under the Gun. You know all these little secrets that we otherwise wouldn't know.
Right, right.
And it's so cool, because I think it's really inspiring as well. And I loved when, like, you know, Tim and Heidi came out and it was like, you know, the dark lights, and then they were like, boom, we're here.
Yeah, and, Amanda always sees it from the model's point of view, and I always see it from the designer's point of view, because you watch the show and your attention's not really drawn to, like, how difficult this really is. I'm sure a lot of people realize it, but the time period you get trying to just get your brain in the right space, I feel like the designers this season are still having a little bit of trouble thinking about what the challenge is when they're creating. They're just so stressed out and they want this so bad that they're not thinking straight. They're just trying to make a garment.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree with you. And that's what I've really noticed, and especially with even today's episode and all the episodes in the show, is no one's really hitting the brief 100%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're seeing panties and underwear that, you know, people don't wear that during the day. You know, maybe if they're a prostitute, but perhaps not in everyday life.
Yeah, yeah. I think in some of these looks, they're pretty cool, but they're not day, or they're not night, or they're night and night. So I think it just takes what it takes to be successful on this show is you have to actually consider what the criteria is for the actual challenge, and then also keep your perspective as a designer, and then also make something that's new, fresh, exciting, hasn't been done before.
Yeah, but like, because I just don't understand it. Because I would think if I'm doing something, I would just think, okay, day to night, day to night, day to night. Like, that is all I would think of is when I'm making day to night, day to night, day to night, day to night, day to night. And then you're obviously always going to be yourself because you're a designer. But like, how is that not at the forefront of their brain? Well, you know, you've been on the show. That's what I'd be thinking. Okay, day to night, day to night. Like, that's the only thing I'd be thinking of.
For me, it's like the second you get in the workroom, you want to start working because you're like, I have so much work.
Okay, yeah.
Constructing this garment. And what I learned pretty early on was like, okay, you actually need to take your time to sit down and think about what you're doing.
And plan, yeah.
Because when you show something up there, no matter how awesome it is, it doesn't meet the challenge, you're out.
Yeah.
So it's a big part of designing, too. I think you have to consider who your customer is and, you know, sometimes what your price point is and all kinds of things. How it's going to present on the runway. I do a lot of black, so I would do a lot of black things and be like, oh, this is so cool up close. I did this subtle detail. I would go on the runway and you can't see anything and it looks boring now. So there's a lot of things to consider. It's definitely strategy heavy, I think.
Totally. And then what's going to pop on the runway? What's going to pop on your model and all of that? Yeah.
And so, what the judges like?
Yes.
Are you going to play to that? We know they like color. If you're not strong at color, you should try and do what you do, but infuse a little bit of color or, you know, do something. You have to take all this stuff into consideration. And I think it's only episode 3. A lot of these designers are still not getting it.
Yeah, and that's why, because, you know, sometimes it's easy for us to watch and we'll be like, they're not talented enough. Like, how did they get through the casting? But it's actually that they're under so much pressure that it's really difficult to judge.
Yeah, and sometimes they're super talented, you know, designers here that just freak out or they aren't used to working this quickly. I had a designer on my season and she was like, well, I usually take, you know, months to put out a collection of 15 pieces and I work until it's right. I don't have this time constraint of like coming up with the idea and popping it out in half of a day.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just your personality. Is it suited to, you know, being on the show? You could be super talented and still fall flat because of that.
And that's one thing about Project Runway is that they play to the reality. Like, they don't give you extra time once the time stops. Is that correct?
Yeah. No, they don't. No. No, only we had, like, a couple weird incidents where, like, one girl wasn't finished. And then, you know, they'd all vote and say, okay, yeah, her zipper fell out. You know, should we all vote to, like, let her put her zipper back in or something like that? But they never, like, when they say the time's up, the time's up. When they say we're going to runway, you can't touch your model.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't touch your model. You get, like, a last looks before the runway, like, where you can be, like, linting her or whatever. You get, like, a minute or 30 seconds or something like that. But you can't, at that point, there's nothing more you can do.
Yeah, yeah. And what's actually interesting about this season is, as of this episode, you can actually buy all the looks on eBay.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited about
it. And they can all go towards charity. But what's funny is when we're looking at all the photos and up close and personal, they're actually not as good quality as they appear on the show and on the runway.
Yeah, of course not, because they had half a day to make things. So we were throwing all kinds of stuff together. I actually bought my first look that I did on Under the Gun, and it was worse than I remembered.
You're like, oh, do I really wish I bought that? Yeah.
You just don't have the time to, like, complete all the seams correctly and do everything, and it's just like, you just have to get something out there and hope that the whole presentation makes an impact rather than... like, oh, the inside of the seam's not, you know, finished or whatever.
If you can't see it, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're bidding on the looks, you probably are not going to be able to wear them if that's your... Some of the designers are super fast and they're used to working that way, but a lot of the stuff is not really finished and not okay to wear. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, people just want to say, oh, look, I got it from Project Runway. Look where I bought it.
Sometimes,
it's more,
but it's most likely at some stage of falling apart. So it's more like a... thing for posterity, or you really like this designer and it's, you know, something you might display or something like that.
And it might be worth millions in the future, you never know.
Yeah, so.
And one thing I wanted to talk about was Ma Jing was very emotional because it's Father's Day on the episode. He misses his kid, calls a fiance. What do you think about that? Is it difficult being away from your family sometimes when on the show and especially, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But you're also super busy.
Yeah.
So for me, it was not as difficult. Because I was trying to focus on my work. And I'm not as emotional that way. So I'm like, well, whatever, you know. And it's funny for me because we filmed in L.A. and my husband and I live in L.A. So he was like a couple miles away and I didn't see him for like months.
Isn't that kind of funny?
Weird. It's weird. Yeah. He would drop off clothes for me and stuff.
Yeah, you're like, drop off food, honey.
But for me, it's just like I have to look at the bigger picture. I'm like, I know that he would want me to do as well as I can, not come home, like, you know. So, and same thing with like my parents and everything. Like, you want, you know, the person you're, you know, rooting for to last as long as possible. And it's like, okay, it's a month or two, but it's like, not war or anything. So,
as you know, as that fashion publicist Kelly Catrone says, you know, your dreams are ball buses. It's not the yellow brick road.
Right.
So you got to do what you got to do.
But I don't have a kid. So yeah. I think it could be harder for the child to...
Totally, yeah.
Being away from their dad that long and stuff. So, and I think, you know, we see later on he's having problems with his garment and stuff. And I think that actually probably negatively affected him.
Totally, yeah.
Put him in the wrong place to be working that day. So I don't know if it was a help.
Yeah, and then at the start he wanted to make a wedding dress. And then Tim said... Like, it's
this
day to night.
Like,
it's not, you know, once again, not thinking about the challenge. It's supposed to be that... like, everyday type of woman. And, you know, a woman doesn't really get married every day.
I think this happens to designers a lot on the show. Like, they want to attach some type of emotional meaning. And a lot of times it works really well. And a lot of times it doesn't.
Yeah.
So I think to be more logical about it is better. And then if you decide, like, hey, I have this, you know, like, Mondo made the positive pants.
Yeah, the positive pants.
And on his season. And it did really well because... it just worked. It worked with the challenge. And at first the judges were questioning him, like, this looks too happy. And he's like, well, it's not. And so I think it depends on when you choose to play that card, because as a designer, all your experiences are playing into your aesthetic and your art. But at the same time, you're trying too hard to force it into, you know, a square hole. Then it's not going to benefit you.
Yeah. Do you know what actually this challenge reminded me of? Even though it's not day tonight, which was Zac Posen's dress this year at the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so... Or was it last year at the Met Gala? I think, you know, in the, like, the Cinderella dress. No, it was definitely this year that, you know, I think Claire Danes wore it. And I thought immediately of that because I think that was one of my favorite looks I've seen all year on the red carpet.
Definitely.
Definitely. And then we also get into Erin, which, I mean, congratulations. She has won two challenges out of the three.
I'm telling you, I want her to win so bad.
Yeah, it was funny. We'll get into her look very soon. But I love that she said in this episode that she was looking for, you know, sometimes you want to be slutty and sometimes you want to be sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not identifying with that necessarily, but I think she has a very honed in sense of who she is, and she can express that through different... Like, I feel like this design from this challenge was much more, like, feminine, and the other designs were much more kind of modern and futuristic. But you could still tell it was Erin.
Yeah.
And she's got a wide range, and she's got a very specific eye for what she's making. I think she's must be, like, studying high fashion because it's working for me. And when you look at a lot of the other designers, the proportion's not working. The fabric's not working. She seems to put in... thought into every detail how she's going to make this texture or make this fabric, and it doesn't go overboard. It's very controlled.
Yeah, and that's, I think she's definitely the standout so far, and that's why we're seeing a bit of shade from Lady Cornelius. That, you know, that's the new nickname. A little bit Jelly Belly. What do you think about that?
I mean, again, Cornelius just graduated, and it's fine to be confident, but I feel like as an artist, you should always be pushing yourself to be doing better. It should be about self-discipline. If you have time to sit and complain about other people's designs and, spend that kind of time, especially in the workroom, then you're not spending enough time on you. And I think it's self-evident.
I think, but at the end of the day, I think it is a reality show. So people are trying to build their career. So I think Cornelius is trying to be smart and build their,
You can be famous for...
being an asshole or being talented.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, for me, I would rather people be able to recognize my art instead of, you know, okay, well, you have a reality show. Well, now I could see him getting his own spinoff or something. But now you're not a designer.
Yeah, but maybe that's all he can do, perhaps. Maybe he's not strong enough. And then just quickly, before we break into the looks, Jenny started over three times in this challenge, and Tim just said, make it work. And she really, really struggled. In the end, she did a good job, but she was struggling in that workroom.
I think that's sometimes what it takes. And I think sometimes when Tim comes in, he's wrong, and sometimes he's right.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's up to you as a designer to take that criticism and know yourself. But also, whether it's Tim or anybody, you should be able to take criticism. You should want to take criticism because you get stuck in this echo chamber that is in your head.
Yeah.
You think it's great. It goes on the runway. You think it's great, and everyone's like, no. So it doesn't mean that you're necessarily wrong, but to get an outside point of view, especially from Tim, I think it can be good because sometimes you have this look on your dress form and you just want it to work so bad and you just keep forcing it and manipulating it. It's not working. He's like, just scrap it. And so she did. And sometimes that's what you have to do.
And just don't think about it again. Yeah, you just have to surrender it and you just go like, bye.
It's a process. It doesn't mean, you know, you have to make this certain thing work. You can totally abandon that and start over and it's okay.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, she proved it was okay in the end.
And it totally paid off.
Absolutely. So, in saying that, I'm ready to break down the looks.
Okay.
Can we get some music before we break down the looks? Like a bit of, like, look music or something, a bit of lights, a bit of something like that. We'll see, but Who was your favourite, before we get all the photos up, who did you like the best?
Oh, well, I really like Dexter's.
Oh, really?
Yes, but I think that it needed more pertinent to the challenge.
Yeah.
So I gave him the highest rating, but I don't think it was the top. And then I really like Jenny's.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was the best use of the UV, but it's also not a good day look. So
no,
I think a lot of these, there was nobody that stood out to me that was like, yes, you nailed it.
Well, there we go. We got Vogue by Madonna. That's like my perfect, like, you know, runway music. And I actually thought Lady Cornelius did the best job.
Okay.
I just thought it was had the most dramatic difference from day to night. And it did come across a little bit cheap, and it wasn't perfectly made. But I thought the concept was amazing. So we're starting off with our first design. Would you like to reveal the designer of this design?
Jenny.
Jenny! I know you love Jenny. So Jenny's got a little bit of a fluoro leotard going on. It's for the people that are listening via audio. And then it comes down, and it's got a little bit of fluoro pink/orange on the bottom. And it's a super cute kind of 80s inspired look, but not very day and super night. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? What are your critiques?
Yeah, I mean, it's not day. She's got clear plastic going on, which I love, of course. But
yes.
I love that she did the flower technique on top of the plastic, because I do a lot of plastic. I know plastic is out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's mostly just the plastic. There's nothing on top of it or, you know, incorporated into it. So I think that was a really nice touch to kind of bring the level of professionalism to it.
Totally.
So it doesn't look cheap and you know, it was definitely a nice touch. But again, not day at all, but I think it was a really inspiring look. I gave it a 7.
A 7? I actually gave it a 6.5.
Okay.
I think my major concern with it is I really like the use of clear, and I really like the use of plastic, but I thought it looked a little bit like a, you know, like a picnic rug type thing. Not a picnic rug, but like a, you know, like a table, you know, a table.
A tablecloth.
A tablecloth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, like a plastic
flowers.
Tablecloth from the flowers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just my concern with it. And I just, as I said, I think my major problem isn't that I like the look and I think it's cool, is the challenge.
Yeah, it wasn't deep.
Like, I can't, like, and that's the one thing I get so annoyed at is, like, that's the most important thing, is you got to know, like, who you're designing for,
yeah,
what you're doing. Like, you can't, it doesn't matter what designer, what brand you work for, you've got a specific client and stuff. Like, this is your task.
Yeah.
And if you can't meet the moment and meet the task, then, like, what are you doing here? Like, it's day to night and you only did night. So, like, in my book, I think she automatically shouldn't even, can't even score higher than a 5 because you only got half of the half
yeah
of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did give it a 6.5, but I really think I should only give it a 6 because I think if half of it's missing, there's nothing day about this, you should only be getting a 5 at most.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
For me, the ratings, I try to consider that too, but then I also have to compare it to everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's part of, you know, why. Because, like, I want to see something exciting, and a lot of these I weren't, you know, I wasn't excited.
Yeah.
So at least I got that feeling. So that's why I went a little higher.
Yeah. And I think they really need to start grilling the designers, the judges a bit more about hitting the brief.
Yeah.
I think they're not really getting on their backs enough about it.
But okay, if you had to pick the top 3, are you going to pick, like, okay, these 3 people, you know, they're really boring, but I guess I met the brief? Or are you going to pick, like, okay, this person, their look is awesome, they did a great job, but they didn't meet the brief 100%.
I think the brief, I think that's the most important thing, because that's what you're rating it out of.
I think it's
of
definitely important.
Yeah.
It's just hard, I think, as the judge to choose, like, which one do you go with?
Yeah, I'm more of a brief person,
okay,
to be honest. I just think because that's the task.
Yeah,
and
no,
I
agree.
I'm always thinking, fine, I like to think it from a client's perspective. So I like to think that I'm the client and that they're asking, I want a day-to-night look.
And you would be fired.
You would be fired.
So
yeah for the
I
job.
Get it.
So
yeah,
that's where I'm coming from. So I'm like, I don't care how innovative it is. If I'm asking for a day-to-night look and you only give me a night look and I've paid you $100,000 to give me a day-to-night look.
But if you're a really good designer, sometimes you can come up with something awesome your client doesn't want, but you can sell it to them. Because
totally.
It's so good. So.
It is. Yeah, totally. But I always put it so serious. Like, I imagine it's like my wedding day. And I imagine, because I'm a very specific person. So if I'm saying I want a day-to-night, and you don't give me, so I get angry at them.
Yeah,
I get very. But when it was nighttime and the lights came on, like as we're looking right now, I mean, hers shone.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's move on to another design. Let's see who we've got next. Do do do.
This was Alex.
Yes.
Yeah. And so last week, Aaron did this kind of like baby blue orange thing, and now I'm seeing like baby blue orange neoprene all over the runway.
I know, it's crazy, yeah.
And Alex is one of the first looks. It's kind of like a neoprene pencil dress with kind of a draped neck to it. It's very clean and modern, and I like it, but I feel like it's just a bit basic, and I don't see a transformation from day to night.
Yeah.
It looks the same day or night, lights on, lights off. I mean, maybe with some accessories or something, but it's pretty bold. I do think it's bold.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 5 just because I wasn't impressed. I feel like they had all kinds of materials and things that he could do. You know, he could have even taken, like, and made a pattern on the orange or the blue or something that you wouldn't see during the day that would, you know, then you turn the lights off and it's like, wow. I didn't get a wow from that. So.
Yeah, I definitely got no wow as well. And I love the shape of the hourglass figure he's created. Because a lot of people, if you're not watching, he makes the orange comes in at the waist and then comes out at the hip. So he gives his model a lovely figure. But one thing I don't like is the front shoulder thing with all the gaping there. I think it looks very 80s. And I, as a fashion person, have a problem with the 80s.
Me too.
I really don't like it. And I think anything that resembles it, and obviously because of all the bold colors, and it's just resembling
a little Jetsons.
Yeah, it's a little Jetsons, and it's a little bordering on like the early 90s bridesmaid dresses, the top part. And I'm just thinking about photos from my mum's wedding, and I can't do it. I just want to vomit. So I gave it a 5.5.
Okay, wow.
But you know, day to night, it does. Well, at the end of the day, it still pops at night because of the fluorescent colors.
It does, but I feel like I wanted to see more of a transformation.
I agree, you just
used a neon fabric, and that wasn't very inspired, in my opinion.
I agree with you as well. Like, it's that happens to any neon fabric. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I said a little bit disappointed. I just can't with that's the problem I have with neon. Is it's just I can't do the 80s. I hate it. I can't handle it.
I think it can be done right.
It can be done
but
right.
I think it's definitely tricky, and I think with this, it was just too easy. It was like, okay, let's do something fluorescent. Okay, we did it. It was just not thought through.
But it worked. I mean, they're safe. But, like, it's, you know, we're not really remembering it, are we? And I don't really want to remember it.
Right.
But moving on, let's have a look who else we've got on the screen. Ooh. This one was, I'm trying to look. I'd say hard to remember all of them. This was Bricks, wasn't it?
Yep.
I know we had different opinions on Bricks.
Yeah.
I actually really liked Bricks.
Okay.
I thought it had a little bit of a cyber nurse vibe. But I liked that it was a bit structured. I liked that it was minimal. I think sometimes less is more. And I think it did stand out on the runway, actually, because Brick used white.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't go for the traditional neon colours and did less is more. And I think sometimes less can be more. I did want a bit more from the transition from day to night. But I like that someone took a more minimalist approach. Very Scandinavian type vibe about it. So I actually gave it a 6.5.
Okay. I see where you're going. I do also like that kind of structural detail, but I don't think he has mastery of that. I like the back. It kind of just comes down, and it's very interesting, especially when the UV lights are on. You kind of get a shadow and a bright and a shadow.
Yeah.
I feel like I wish he would have done more with that, but the front to me is not flattering on her top half. It makes her look boxy and wide, and I don't like it. I don't like the proportions on it.
Yeah.
And I think it was kind of, again, a sellout. Like, what are you doing to make this UV reactive? Like, you just used a white fabric.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like if he would have done more of that kind of draping, you'd get a stronger effect.
Well, see, I kind of thought it was cool what he did with the UV thingy because of the way he's draped it, and especially the back. I love the back.
I like the back, too.
And it almost looks like a bow at night. But I just think he needed to work on the front more and making it the proportions better and fitting it to the woman's body. But I really love the back. I think the back
I think it should just be more dramatic.
Yes.
Like, I liked the back, too. And if there was more of that going on, making shapes, making this shadow bright type of pattern, I would have been more impressed with it.
Totally, because I think what he should have done is he should have cinched in the waist and then gone out really dramatically.
Yeah.
So then,
but this just kind of looks like a pillow now.
Look, it does look a bit pillow-esque from the front, but I like the back. I like where he was going with it.
Yeah.
And I like that, like, the less is more, not following what everyone else is following. So that's why I'd give you, 6.5 is not high. That's 65%. We're still at a C.
I gave it a 3. I just don't think he has a grasp on, like, I see where he was going to, but I don't think this, I also don't know who he is. Like, I've seen way too many different looks, and I feel like he's just trying to experiment too much when he needs to really, like, express his voice.
Yeah, I mean, I think I disagree with you. I think he's starting to find his voice.
Okay.
Yeah. I like when we disagree, because we're usually quite...
We usually are on this, but that's, I mean, yeah, that's what art is. It's yeah, you know, it's subjective. So
yeah,
I think that's what
I've
makes
always,
it interesting.
I don't know what it is. I've always loved those really structured, oversized looks, even from the front.
I'm
like
too.
Really skinny, you know, with skinny legs. I don't know. It's something about it that I've always liked.
I do too. I just think it has to be done right. And I don't think most, I like the back, but most of it, I don't think was right. It just wasn't right.
Just weren't feeling. That's right. Let's move on to another design. Let's see who we have here. Do we have Cornelius here?
Mm-hmm.
This was actually one of my favorites because during the day, super conservative, super cool at the same time. You know, for anyone watching, it's almost reminiscent of a, I'm trying to think. It's like a long sleeve dress and it goes just beyond the knee and the arm.
Kind of reminds me of like a 50s nurse.
Yeah, like a something. 50s nurse type thing. So it's super conservative, but then it's got some fun elements with the shoulders that come up and it's all white. So it's very, any woman could almost wear it type mm-hmm. thing. It's like to the office, but then at nighttime it pops and is so amazing. And it's got all this fluorescent graffiti on it and it becomes this really cool like Williamsburg art piece. And it's a showstopper. I think it does look a little bit cheap, some of the artwork when it, at night, very cheap. But I think Cornelius was the only one that really was really creative about it. And I love that whole conservative, you know, at the office could be like that, any type of girl could have bought it from Zara, but still very nice. And then at nighttime, you're like this gangster bitch, like partying it up in like Bushwick. Like, yeah. I just think it's so cool. And I that's why it was definitely my favorite. So I actually gave it, we're so gonna just go, I gave it a 9.
Okay.
I just think it's, I love the concept of it. I love it. And I think it's the only one. And like that person is transformed from day to night. And it reminds me of a movie with Sally Fields that came out this year called Hello, My Name is Doris.
Mm.
And she obviously plays this 68-year-old, or maybe she's even 70, that works at this like really cool office in Williamsburg. And she dresses like this during the day, and then at night she's like this super cool bitch and like she's always partying and she's at all these raves
right
in Brooklyn, and it's so cool. I just love that. And you can really show your personality and you've got two sides, and I just imagine the New Yorker, you know, wearing this, that's got this office job during the day and then she's like this Williamsburg power bitch at night.
Yeah. I totally like the first look during the day. I think it's cool and it's modern and it's even like a little bit fun.
Yeah,
because
fun.
Of her styling. And I think like anybody could wear this, and it's like also interesting. It's not just a white dress. There's
and you can also
cultural element to
you
it.
Can also wear it as a mother, but you can also wear it as a 22-year-old who's just out of college.
Right.
Yeah.
So I like that, and I did think it had probably the most dramatic day to night, like appropriate day to night transition. But I feel like it was too easy. Like it looked very kindergarten to me, and he used kind of like emojis and stuff, and they're like, yes, this is very now, but I feel like it's just, I don't like trendy, because then, you know, next year it's dead and it's not, you know, relevant anymore. It was, you know, I get that he was trying to kind of go like kitschy and Jeremy Scott, but it wasn't done well in my opinion. It just looked like, you know, my kid could, you know, do this. So I gave it a 4.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're so different. Yeah. I love it.
I just don't. I think he should have stuck with like the shapes and it would have been more high fashion to me.
No, I just think it's really cool. And I think it's got that Jeremy Scott. I love it. I love it. It's like this art graffiti piece.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's too easy. It's like, hi, I put some tape and I just spray. And you know, and I feel like the thought, it wasn't as thoughtful. And then he also has kind of the smiley face on the crotch is a little weird for me too.
I think that's once again, I think that's funny, finding the humor in it.
Okay.
You know, office during the day and then we've got by the punani, a bit of a smiley face. I think it's funny. I think it's fun. And I like, so you don't have, I think it's good. You don't have to really, I mean, you've only got, how long do they have in the challenge? Like 13 hours? Like, what is it like?
It depends. Yeah, it's usually like 10 or noon to midnight or 1 or something.
Yeah,
like
and I like, you don't have to, sometimes you don't have to try and think about outside the box and do all these crazy
I get
things.
It, and
yeah.
Maybe it's just not my
cup of tea.
Right, like, I guess for me, I normally look for, like, thoughtfulness and, you know, being very deliberate about things and, you know, I'm a little more, like, straight lace about the design. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whereas I look at what, I don't care how it was made.
I don't
care if it took you, I didn't, if it took you five minutes.
Well, it's fine if it takes five minutes. I think it's just a personal preference that I think it's just sloppy.
But do you know what? That's funny because we are usually always on the same page. So I actually want to get your thoughts on this. Let's have a look if we've got in the live read. So, tweet us at AfterBuzzTV, tweet us at DanBabic_ and at is it Uber-est? Yep. Uber-est about what you think, because we're obviously very divided with Cornelius's look. But moving on to another look, we have... I'm just trying to figure out who's won. This is, we have...
Dexter.
Dexter's. That's what, because this was your favourite.
Yeah.
Break us through Dexter's look and why you have rated it number one.
So he did this all-white look. I just love white, first of all. And it has this very dramatic fringe on the jacket and kind of a pencil skirt. But there's, like, little details that you can't see unless you're looking at the up-close photos online.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought the way it was constructed was genius. It's really hard to do kind of... It's not exactly minimalist, but when you kind of do all that monochrome, it looks very clean, and to me, it just looks modern. And usually when you do kind of like a fringe jacket, it's more like a throwback, and I feel like this is just super modern the way he did it. I loved it. I just thought the only thing was that I wish he would have added some kind of like secret to it, so when the lights go off, you see something else on the jacket that you didn't see during the day, or on the skirt, or there's a pattern, or there's something. He just kind of left it all white, and so then all the white is glowing and the fringe is cool, but yeah. I feel like I wanted to see, like, a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely agree with you. What did you give it in the end?
I gave it an 8.5.
8.5. I gave it 7, because I love that fringe jacket. I thought it was almost like... It's like bringing a new element to Coachella.
Yeah.
It's combining that, because people either, they really go like super Western and yeah. super grungy, or they go almost a little bit ethereal, and they go a bit more like, you know, like a Greek goddess.
Yeah.
And I thought it was combining those two together, and I thought she looked stunning. Mm-hmm. But when it was at nighttime, I thought it looked a little messy at night.
It's because of the things in her hair, the band on the bottom of the skirt. He should have just left it as fringe and then done like a little surprise.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, oh my God, but at nighttime you're like, oh my God, this is so cool. But then you're like, it's a bit messy. Like it's a bit, I think it was with the hair parts.
Yeah, the hair made it worse.
And
yeah.
I'm like, because I actually thought this could be my favorite look. And I think, I think actually if Dex has spent more time on it,
yeah.
I had an extra 4 hours, I think, would have completely dominated it. But I just think you're like, oh my God, you look so amazing during the day. Yeah. And then I think of, I just know, I'm just thinking of like, I don't know why, I'm just thinking of Coachella. Because I think this is actually Coachella day tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like perfect.
Oh yeah, totally.
But I'm just thinking, you're like, oh my God, that's so cool when you first look at it. But then if you're analysing it more from a fashion perspective, you're like, oh, it's a bit messy at night, actually. Mm-hmm. It's not as impressive, you know.
I think just little things would have.
Just tiny things. But I actually think Dexter's is my second favourite, though.
Okay.
But yeah, so Cornelius wins to me. But anyway, moving on, let's look at another design. Erin's the winner.
Mm.
What do you think of Erin?
So this isn't really my cup of tea either, but I totally get what she's trying to do. And I feel like she did something different. Like, everybody's like, oh, we need to just do raver, like, neon, everything's, you know, crazy. Yeah. And she was like, no, it's going to be more successful if I make something very demure.
Yeah.
And then at night, it's like, fun party. So I would think it was really effective. She's kind of got, like, it's kind of reminds me of, like, a little fairy or, like, you know, some elegant, like,
yeah.
Nightgown from the 50s or something, and it's kind of just all baby blue, and you don't think it's going to light up at all when the lights go off, and I think it was really smart. I didn't love the sleeves, but I gave it a 7.
You always had like a bit of a, I gave it a 7 as well.
Okay.
There we go. Like, yeah. Finally, great. Back on track. I gave it a bit of a modern Cinderella type vibe.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem that I had is from a distance, I actually really love it. Like, when I'm looking at it now from the TV and I'm not looking up close and personal, I'm like, oh my God, that's super cute. But with the plastic is we both saw photos of it on the mannequin. And if you really analyze it, it's actually kind of disgusting.
It looked really great on the model. But to me, when they put it on the mannequin, it wasn't right.
Yeah, and it does look like the clear tablecloth again that you're getting at the pizzeria. And it's, but yeah, as if I'm from a distance, it looks amazing. And at night, I'm like, yeah, it's super cute, super nice. But I'm just not seeing that huge dramatic difference and that huge, like, pop.
Yeah, I just think it was a little more creative than some of the other designers.
Totally, yeah.
Because there was a transformation, and it did go from something kind of more feminine to something totally different. It's like, it's hard to even grasp it because even at night, it's kind of got that feminine, like it looks like a jellyfish or, you know, something to it. But I feel like it was a different approach. It wasn't like the obvious.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. And it's almost got a bit of a Tinkerbell vibe as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I kind of like that because I'm like, that's when I saw it. I was kind of like, it's almost got, you know, if Cinderella, you know, Cinderella and Tinkerbell have sex, this is their baby.
Wow. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, at night she brights up. But yeah, no, very good. I was just surprised she won. I definitely think top three. We both agreed. Dexter's top, Erin's top, and then I think Cornelius is top as well. Okay. But you don't agree. You've probably got someone
that's
else
all
there.
Good.
But who would you put in your top three?
Who else would I put in the top?
Who I've gone, yeah. Do you really like Jen, didn't you?
Yeah, she would have been in top.
Yeah. She was seen on my number four. We just haven't agreed
that's
on the
That's why corner. She was safe, though, because it wasn't Day.
Yeah, it wasn't Day, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's move on to a few other looks that we've got. Here I have a very, very big problem with this one. We are looking currently at, is this Marjing's?
No, this one was Jenny's.
Jenny's. Oh, my God, yeah, that's right. We've already seen Jenny's. I'm trying to think. I'm like, yeah, we've seen Jenny's. Oh, this is obviously the one that went home.
This one was, yeah, Kimber.
Kimber's. What did you think of this?
I didn't even like the print. I think it looks old. I think it looks weird. And then even when I saw this on the runway, I didn't care much for it. But when I saw the judges inspecting it up close, you can see all the edges are raw. And it's like, yeah, you could sell this, you know, on a girly website. And, you know, girls would buy it. It's a cute dress, I guess. But it's not a particularly attractive print to me. And then she tried really hard. And I feel horrible because I feel like she tried really hard to get the flowers to glow. And the paint just wasn't working with the fabric. Yeah. I think it would have had more of an impact, but I think the design too, it's just a little plain, and I think it was definitely the right one to go home. I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I actually gave it a 2.
Okay.
As soon as I saw it, I just thought like, oh, gross. And it just, it just reminded me of the cheapest, most nastiest, copy of a Dolce & Gabbana dress you can ever imagine. Like, I just can't even put it, you know, like when you go to those, like, you know, even in like, you know, cities,
the knockoff alley.
Like,
yeah.
Really the knockoff alley. And it's just like, we haven't, like, I can't even describe, like, I don't even think you could even find it in the knockoff alley. It's that bad. Like, yeah. And so I don't really want to give it much more attention. And I think there's a reason. And then, like, it's not even, you kind of like, it almost looks like she spilt a glow stick on it at the party.
Yeah.
And, you know, and tried really hard. But, you know, unfortunately, you have to go. Like, it was definitely the worst.
Yeah.
So. That's right. Goodbye and best of luck. Good riddance. Hope you have the time of your life. And moving on to a look that I just thought, oh my God, is this girl a prostitute so she can go from day to night? Of course, yeah. We are talking about Lawrence's outfit. What did you think about that?
Yeah, so same things. She walked out and I was like, okay, it's a really cool jacket with
a pair of
underwear. So, and the underwear are not real flattering. She's kind of got a stripe along her butt.
Yeah.
But I like that it's kind of orange and the white is the contrast, and I think she was hoping the white was gonna glow under the UV light, but it didn't. So I think overall, like, the jacket's really cool, but the whole thing was super unsuccessful. She definitely needs pants.
Who wears underwear during the day unless you're a lifeguard? Like, I don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So I mean, I gave it a 5.
Yeah.
Just because I don't understand this. But also Lawrence, you know, she won last week. And, you know, I went on Just Fab to buy the jumpsuit because it's already for sale.
Oh,
and they're sold out already.
Oh, my God. So,
I'm so mad.
Well, do you know what they actually say? And I think this is a classic thing of the fashion industry. They say, rooster 1 week, feather duster the next.
True.
Rooster the feather dust. And I thought, oh my God, look how quickly you can turn.
It is true, yeah. Like, I think she's something special, though. Lawrence has kind of a unique point of view. I think she just needs a little more practice to, like, hone that in.
Totally, yeah. I think definitely one of my favorites and definitely one I'm watching out for. But moving on, we don't have many more looks left. Look who we have. That's at night. C didn't really pop. And we have lovely little rope necklace here. Marjing. What do you think of Marjing's look?
It was really unfortunate. That's what I wrote. It's just, I felt so bad for him, and he was in such a bad place. But I'm so glad he was safe because I feel like he is going to be one of the ones that makes it to the end.
Same.
And this was just like, I don't know if his headspace was messed up or he just couldn't figure it out. But he would have been better off staying with a wedding dress, in my opinion.
Same, yeah.
This was... And I feel like the last minute, you know, he's like, oh, this looks pink. And then he's, you know, drawing all these things, and the dress looks just, I don't even know, it looks like some kind of Halloween costume. It's just a white dress and there's like things all over it. And I mean, I feel like he just even would have gone with something like, okay, you got pink, like now let's make some cool pattern or make it ergonomic or make it flattering in some way. It was just kind of all over the place, like with no thought to it. I know that's stressful at the last minute to have screwed up your garment, but
yeah,
he could have done just, you know, here's some flattering style lines or here's a little pattern over here or something, anything. This was just like, I think it made it worse.
I agree with you. Absolutely, yeah.
Just keep drawing on it and it just made it worse, so.
Yeah, and especially even during the day, it really looked like something that I probably would have made, you know, from around 6 to 8. My friend's over.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna make them a look and I've got some of the robe. You know, what can I find in my mum's, yeah. you know.
But I hope that he redeems himself because I have high hopes for him.
Same, yeah.
Unfortunately, this look, I gave a 3.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 as well. Woo! We're back on track. Yeah. And this was Nathalia's look coming up right now. Oh, my God. One of my favorites. Actually, I forgot about this. This is, this is another one of my favorites. I think I give it a bit off Erin in the top 3 and I put Nathalia in it. I totally forgot. It's almost got like a little bit of a sporty vibe, athleisure vibe. And with the fluorescent jacket and then the almost a netball skirt as well that flares out, very cheerleader, but very modern as well. I thought it was super cool and I this was one of my favourites. I gave it a set. Oh, I actually didn't write down what I gave it. I don't know why, but I think I give it a 7.5. I think I give it a 7.5 or an 8. I really like it. Really like it. 7.5 I'm going to give it.
I like it a lot, too. I just didn't think there was a transformation. And again, here we have the orange and blue neoprene that we keep seeing. And that's totally fine. But I just didn't see a transformation. I wish she would have taken her jacket off at some point, too, because I would have liked to see how it looked underneath. I think it could be cuter for night without the
jacket. That's what I was thinking. I was actually thinking, so during the day, I was hoping that underneath would be a dress.
Yeah, or just even a cute top, and then it goes with this little skirt or shorts, whatever they are.
You're right about the student. It's so funny. I didn't even analyze it as day to night because I liked it so much.
Yeah.
See, I forgot. Yeah, about the night. You know, that it didn't transform that much at night. So,
well, I gave it a 7 because I really like it a lot too. But it looks the same. There's no transition, and it is very bold. But I also think it's wearable as a bold piece. You know, whereas Alex was like, I don't know if this is like something a lot of women can pull off. This, like, you know, if the girl is ballsy, like, yeah, you could wear that day, night, whatever.
And actually, what's interesting about this look is obviously because they're now selling on eBay, this one currently is almost at $100 and has the most bids on it.
Yeah.
So this is the most commercial. But one thing is, if you look at it at the back at night, I really want to see her from the front. I'm really interested to her. But then when I look at her at the front, a bit basic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, who is that girl from behind? And at the front, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's pretty cool, but not that cool. But during
the
day,
back is cooler, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. During the day, I'm loving all of it. But then at nighttime, the back, the front is just needing something a bit extra to make it pop. So there we go. Is that almost all of our looks? I'm trying to think. Do we have any other ones? Let's see.
We have Roberry.
Oh, that's right.
Sarah and Tasha. Oh, and Rick.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So who do we have right now?
Rick.
Rick, yes. What did you think of Rick's outfit?
Okay, so I love the top.
Yeah.
And I love how at night the neckline kind of does this graduated thing. It kind of elongates her, and I thought that
totally,
was interesting.
Totally, yep.
But the skirt was like a hot mess, okay? So you called it the shoelace, okay.
I call it, I wrote down shoelace look. Yeah, she looks like she got straight on the bus.
So, and she's got skin showing through these laces on her butt and in front, and it's way too strippery. And the bows on the laces they don't look clean at all. I'm not getting like a expensive elevated look. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like from the top up, yes, it could go bad. And then you add the skirt and yes, it definitely is bad. But if you added something else on the bottom, I think it could be really cool on top. And I think if he had brought down the laces to the skirt in a more tasteful way where it was lined, or he had made something more flattering and he created shapes like he did on the top with the neck, then it could have been successful. But the skirt is just horrible.
Do you know what's so funny? I can't even assess it. I just say shoelaces and I go, ho, 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 ho. And I'm not going to give it any more attention.
Okay.
I'll give it 3.
I gave it a 6.
Well, there we go. Let's move on. Let's smash out these last few ones because none of them are too special, let's be honest. I call this the blue swirl.
This was Roberry.
Roberry's, I wasn't too impressed. It was just kind of chucked on, a little bit too short for during the day, not too flattering.
I thought the effect was really cool at night, okay? Because it looks like feathers, and he got this, I don't know if it's denim, but when it frayed, the fray pieces that were coming out were UV reactive, and so they kind of floated, I feel like, when she walked. It looked very cool. But the effect where he was doing this thing looked just like his plate dress.
It did, yeah, yeah.
And he has this problem with making dresses way too short.
He does, yeah.
But I feel like he has something like couture inside of him that needs to come out, but he just needs to like learn the rest of it. Like his techniques are cool, and I think he has cool ideas, but they're never executed to my liking.
I think he just needs to go to Paris for 6 years and study, and then I want to see from him. Like, yeah, exactly. go to Paris, study for 6 years.
That would be fabulous.
Then you've got it. But just at the moment, I just think aesthetically needs a little bit more refining. Mm-hmm. And I think he needs to go to Paris for 6 years, and then we'll come back, and then could be major.
Yes, for sure.
Perfect. What'd you give it?
I gave it a 6.
6? I gave it a 6 as well.
Okay.
There we go. Ooh, I like that. And this was one of our final looks by Sarah, which I feel sorry for Sarah because once again, we forget her all the time because she's got the personality of a wet dog. I don't know, not a wet dog. Wet dog's probably got a bit of personality. Ooh. Or say wet sponge. but you know that not everyone can be TV entertaining. But, you know, it's her work is not of a high enough quality that we notice her for a designer. So I'm kind of like...
It was fine.
Yeah, it's fine, but we're not... I didn't remember it.
Yeah. It was just kind of like a black top with a white collar and a white pencil skirt. And, you know, when she was talking to Tim, she was showing up close on the pencil skirt. There was all this cool detail I saw.
Yeah, where's that? Yeah.
And on the runway, I don't see it. So I'm like, all right, well, this is nothing for me anymore. But it was well constructed, and I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 5.5.
Okay.
I actually love a collared top. I think it's so classy. I think it's so England. Yeah. She's an England schoolgirl, so I always love a collar on a woman. And I thought that was very day. Day.
Yeah,
and
for
then
sure.
I thought that's where he could have the pop is with the skirt.
Yeah.
And I was thinking something like Cornelius at night.
Right.
He could make this super conservative office look, and then at night have this like amazing like downtown look, you know, really grungy, like very Jeremy Scott. Very Alana Hill.
Yeah.
But I think that's where it was missing with the skirt. But I really want Sarah to bring it up 10 notches because I think she's obviously there for a reason. She's super talented.
Yeah.
But I think it's sad that I forget who Sarah is every week.
I know.
I want to remember you. So either be a bit of a Cornelius, start throwing some shade, or work on your designs.
Yes. And cool. We also have Tasha.
Tasha's the last one. What did you think of Tasha's?
It was okay. I liked the pattern that she picked out for the skirt, but I feel like she used it just in a really super boring way. Maybe I just have, like, high expectations too much or something, but I feel like it was just, like, she could have done something really cool, like, made it into plaid or made these patterns, mixing them or something. And then the top, I'm like, okay, you just threw some neon straps on top. And I feel like when I see these looks at night, the ones that were most successful to me were the ones that have kind of like a full body effect.
Yeah.
Whether you black out some of it or not, but you can see more of a silhouette. Here you just see floating straps and a little bit of pattern. So I feel like it wasn't as thought through for me either. I gave it a 6, but I feel like it should be more like a 4 or 5.
I actually gave it a 4.5.
Okay.
The only thing I wrote down was straps. Mm-hmm. And then the back, it was just so problematic. And
looks a little 90s too.
Looks very 90s, looks a bit messy. Once again, a bit trashy. She's on the bus with Shoelace Girl.
Yeah.
They're best friends.
They're buddies.
they're buddies. Yeah, that's, you can so see them. And then, you know, Shoelace Girl gets on the bus first. And I mean, Shoelace, but, you know, one is the worst.
It'd be great if they got into a fight.
I know. Can you imagine the club? Yeah, but I think they're definitely best friends. And I think she's 3 stops ahead. So she's had, you know, an extra 15 minutes to work on the outfit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, trash, 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 trash.
Tell them how you really feel.
Trash. But I had a great show today. I think it's been really good breaking down the look. So overall, who is your favorite and who is your worst look?
My favorite. I'm still going to go with Dexter.
Still going with Dexter? Yep. After breaking it down. Yep.
And yes, I definitely think Kimber should have gone home.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do agree with the judges on that one.
Cool. Yeah, I think the judges did a really good job. Oh my God, we've done so well with time. It's funny, we have 1 minute left. And we've just killed it right on time. And yeah, as I said, I think Kimber should have gone home and I think Cornelius should have won, but I understand why Aaron won and I support the judge's opinion.
But what if Cornelius would have won? Then what would his ego look like after that?
That's what I wanted. I wanted just even more of an ego. But thank you so much for tuning in. It's been great. So please tweet us all your thoughts. You can find me on Instagram at DanBabic and find me on Twitter at DanBabic with an underscore.
And I'm at Uberest on Instagram and Twitter.
Well, thank you very much, guys. It's been a killer show, and we'll see you again next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.